No matter how hard it may get, we still thank Christ. No matter what the enemy may come, we still know Christ. No matter what I may think I may not be able to do, I still thank Christ. The harder it comes, the more I thank Christ. The more burden I come down, the more I know he's going to lift me up. The more I see that it looks as it's getting darker and darker, I know there's light on the other side. I hold my faith. If I would just hold my faith, if I would just keep myself encouraged. David said, I had to encourage myself. It come a time you got to encourage yourself. You got to believe it yourself. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
Take me to the King.
Take me to
the King.
Hallelujah.
I don't have much to bring.
Come on, children, lift your hands to a holy God.
My heart is torn in pieces.
Yes.
Here's my offering.
It's the best that I've got, God.
Lay me at the throne.
Oh, yes.
Leave me there alone.
Hallelujah. I want you to feel it from the inside.
Gaze upon your glory.
He's teaching your spirit how to control your flesh.
Sing this song.
Let your mind hear him.
Take me to the King.
Can you feel the anointing, children?
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah, King of Kings.
Take me,
Lord of Lords,
to the King. Take me to the King.
Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
Take me to the King. Take me to.
I pray that this CD have been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life would never be the same.
Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Psalm of David, number 24, says this: the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Father, here we are once again as we petition you once again for your grace and your mercy. And Lord, we thank you for what you've done for us already. Lord, we know that you've already been the rock that we need. We know you've already been the shelter. We know that you've already been the bread and the water when we're hungry. But right now, Lord, we ask that you accept what we got from you first, and we give it back to you. Lord, we thank you first for giving it. And Lord, as we give it back, we ask that you bless it. Bless the ones that had it, the ones that had it not but wanted to give, and even those that had it to give and decided not to. For it is in the mighty and precious name of Jesus we pray. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. Stand up, shake a hand, and make a friend. Welcome to Mount Calvary.
more time. Oh, I ain't gonna
tell you
what
no more.
Oh, I ain't gonna
tell you
what
no more.
Oh, I ain't gonna
tell you what no more.
Oh.
And as we look at 1 Corinthians 11 chapter 23 through 34, it's what is on your programs. We know that the Holy Communion is an act of worship that we engage in every third Sunday. It's also known as the Lord's Supper. Some people even say the Last Supper. And then there are those of us who might say it's the Eucharist. And that's a term that has Greek roots, means Eucharisto, which means giving of thanks. So whether you say Lord's Supper, Last Supper, Eucharist, or you might say Holy Communion, we know that it all entails the same thing. Jesus and his followers were in the city of Jerusalem during Passover when this meal was had. And though it's a seemingly simple act where Christians break bread and drink of the cup, the Holy Communion is a very important act. And we should seek to understand, especially if you're new to the faith, we should seek to understand why we do it, because otherwise our participation becomes meaningless. It's displeasing to God, detrimental to us also.
Yes.
Amen? And you know, it can be downright dangerous if we take it in spite.
Yes, sir.
And when I say in spite of somebody else, in spite of our feelings. I believe that during this time, we may not be able to maintain that feeling, but I believe that every Christian, every person during this time is able to empty their hearts of spite and evil thoughts and jealousy, amen, and take communion with a pure heart. So in today's sermon, I'm gonna address some of these important truths that we all know are good for us, because as our title suggests, he's coming back.
Yes, sir.
He's coming back. And we've already read it during our response to reading the scriptures. So even if you've got a program versus a Bible, that's good too. But it comes from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 34. And I'm gonna use for a subject title, he's coming back, because surely he is. Amen. We don't do this all for naught.
Yes.
We don't do this just because it's tradition. We do it to symbolize that he's coming back and to remember he's coming back. The message here is prophetic, but it's also ominous at the same time, that a new covenant was established when Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. 1 Corinthians 11, 25, it says this. It says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. This is a new deal. Amen. That Jesus brought into fruition on that time. Let me say something. Blood is an important thing. Amen?
Amen?
I mean, when you shed your blood, it's an important thing. Yes. Even today, blood can give life.
Sure can.
Can I get a witness? Whenever we have a blood drive, we encourage people to come and donate blood, because blood is a life-giving essence. Amen?
Amen?
But more than just giving life, Jesus saved the whole world with his. Even though we may not be able to save the whole world, we can help save somebody. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Christ himself became the sacrifice. And the old covenant, which relied on animal sacrifices, was put aside. Amen? No more livestock. No more golden idols. No more prayers to false gods. All of that was put aside with the New Deal. Amen. I don't care who calls you, Microsoft, Time Warner, DirecTV, nobody got a deal like Jesus. Amen.
Nobody. That's right.
God seals his agreement of salvation with those who believe Jesus died to set them free. This deal was consummated in blood. Amen. When I was a little boy looking at cowboy movies, amen, I always liked the part where the Indian and the cowboy would put aside their differences and become blood brothers. Amen. And they cut each other on the arm and rub them together. I don't advise that nowadays, by the way. Amen. 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 Everybody in Woodside was slashing their arm at one time. My mama say, "What's going on with you?" I said, "Well, that's my blood brother down there." But blood gives us the freedom. But not just any blood. Blood from Jesus, amen? The purpose of this fellowship is to remember his sufferings and death as it was mandated by Christ himself. Amen? And we proclaim our faith in the efficiency of his death because that's what made it work. 1 Corinthians 11 and 26 says this, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." Amen. This is a fellowship in the body of Christ. And it reinforces fellowship among each other in the church. Sometimes we might have bad feelings toward each other. We may not say anything to each other for a whole month. But when it comes to communion, we ought to be able to put all of that stuff aside. Because it enforces fellowship. It reinforces some of the ties that bind. Can I get a witness? Whenever we do this, we do it for a reason. Yeah, it's for a reminder. It's for affirmation that he is coming back.
Yes, he is.
His return is guaranteed.
Sure is.
It's like when I was a little boy doing wrong at my house. My mother would issue a stern warning. And she'd always say, "Your daddy gonna be home after a while. I mean, you keep on up with all of that foolishness. Your daddy will be home." You see, up until the age of about 10, I was too slow. My mother could catch up to me. But when I hit 11, I got a little quicker. Learned how to bob and weave, and she couldn't catch me. But she'd always say, "Your daddy will be here after a while. Jesus is coming back." Can I get a witness? So if you're bobbing and weaving, be advised, he's coming back. If we would only realize that if Jesus could beat death, he's sure not worried about us. There's nothing we can do to keep Jesus from coming back. Can I get a witness? Even the powers that be thought they could keep him tied down and in the grave and put rocks and stuff around him and put guards around him, but he came anyway. I'm here to tell you, you can't keep him from coming back. 1 John 4 and 4 says, "You are of God, little children." I like how he calls us that. "And have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." That lets me know that not even Satan can keep Jesus from coming back. Can I get a witness? So when we take this bread and this wine today, it's a reminder of the blood of Jesus. It's also a reminder of the power of Jesus. Also a reminder that he is coming back. But there's an order that we must do. We must not take this in a manner unworthy of Christ's sufferings. It implies that sin is not repented and our attitudes need to be adjusted. If you take this unworthy, that's what it's implying. 1 Corinthians 11:27 says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the Lord, guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So what we need to do is check ourselves. Can I get a witness? We need to be able to look in that spiritual mirror and see if everything is all right. I know everybody got a mirror at home. When you check yourself before you come to church, you check your hair. Amen. Check your tie. Amen. Check your suit or your dress. But we need to be able to look in a spiritual mirror and make sure everything is checked. We need to check our attitudes toward each other. Check our love. Check our forgiveness. Take a good long look so you can look good when he comes back. Amen. 11:28 says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And then 29 says, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That means you don't care. You don't care. You're not worried about it. You're not worried about the fact that that means that you're basically putting him back on the cross. Can I get a witness? And then we look at 30, it says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Now, sleep doesn't mean the kind of sleep that we lay down to at night and get up in the morning. Can I get a witness? This kind of sleep means that some of us are in danger of going on to meet our maker because of our attitude. You see, sometimes the doctor can't find out what's wrong with you. Can I get a witness? Psychiatrists can't help you. Your mama and your daddy can't help you. Sometimes even a pastor can't help you. You might be sin sick, and you need to kneel down on your knees and tell God all about it, and then you'll feel better. You'll act better. You'll be better. And when you take this Holy Communion, you'll take it worthy and not unworthy. See, when we observe the communion, it's a manner worthy of Christ's sufferings. Yes. Because he did indeed suffer. Yes. When we take this communion, it's a manner worthy of reflection. Yes, sir. Because he did reflect while he was on the cross. Yes. When we take this Holy Communion, it make me remember that when he was up there on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When we take this communion, it makes me realize that even though Jesus was dying, he still had my best interest at heart. Can I get a witness? I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody that would die and be worried about somebody else. Can I get a witness? When we go to the doctor, we're worried about self. Isn't that right? When we go to the drugstores, to the pharmacy, we're trying to get something to make us feel better. But Jesus was up on the cross, not worried about himself, not worried about the nails that were in his hand, not worried about the thorny crown that they stuck and pressed down on his head, not worried about the nails that were in his feet, not worried about when somebody stuck him in the side with a spear. He wasn't worried about that. He was worried and concerned about us. Can I get a witness? So if he was concerned about us, then we ought to be concerned about him. Isn't that right? Don't take this communion unless you're worthy. But the good thing about it, you can get ready right now. All you got to do is say, Lord, cleanse me. Make me white as snow. So I'll be able to commemorate your death and suffering, not if you come back, but until you come back. Because I know he's sure enough gonna come back. Can I get a witness? Make me think about a little song that we sing sometime. Say, get right, church, and let's go home. Isn't that right? And the other verse says, I'm going home on a morning train. Is there anybody here that knows that little song? The third verse says, the evening train might be too late. Isn't that right? I don't mind them three verses, but I got a problem with the fourth verse. The fourth verse says, back up train and get your load. Let me tell you one thing. I don't want the train to have to back up and pick me up. Can I get a witness? You see, when the train back up, that means you wasn't there to get on the train when it first pulled out. I want to be on the train when it pulled away from the station. I want to be on the first load. I don't want the train to have to back up for me. Is there anybody here that's going home on a morning train? Say, say, he's coming back. He's coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. Now check this out. It didn't say to get a perfect church. Didn't say that. Said to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. And what makes that happen is the blood. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that can make you white. Any other blood will make you red. You just be red. The blood of Jesus can wash you white as snow. I want to be on the first load. How about you? Yes, amen. If they back up and get somebody, it ain't going to be me. Oh, yes, I invite you to Jesus. Yes. You might come by letter, by Christian experience, or you may be a candidate like the young Clark brothers did today for baptism. But right now, let's get on the first load. Why don't you stand? Somebody might be welcome down this aisle. Because he's coming back. And when we eat and drink today, it's because we know he's coming back. This is your time right here. Not my time. This is your time.